Jenna.
And I am Heather.
And this is Conspiracies Unlocked with our weekly news recap number 3. From January 30th to February 5th, what happened? Tell us all about it, Heather.
Well, we are going to start with some sad news that you probably have heard of, that the U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter collided midair with the American Airlines flight, and 67 souls are presumed dead. And they did retrieve most of the remains, but not all, to my knowledge. And there was reports that the Black Hawk was on a flight, which was a priority flight. And there are rumors that this Black Hawk helicopter, which was supposed to be on a training flight, which is common for the area that they have trainings, it was not flying at the altitude that it was supposed to be flying at, and it did collide into the American Airlines flight, which would not have the time to maneuver out of the way. And there was communication that we did post that clearly states the pilot from the Black Hawk helicopter did see the plane or saw a plane and did request separation, meaning that they were going to, they acknowledged that they saw the plane in near them, and that they were letting the air traffic control, like, we are requesting visual separation, meaning they are going to take responsibility for that, the continuation of their flight plan, wherever they were intending on going. Unfortunately, they did not have the correct plane in sight, or either it was something that was premeditated. We don't know. It's all allegedly. It was reported that American Airlines flight was going to land at runway 33, which a lot of people have been bringing to our attention. So I just wanted to mention that, because 33 goes back to the Masons and the 33 degrees. Level. Yeah. So I'm not going to get into all of that, but I just thought I'd acknowledge it, since a lot of our Conspiracy Unlocked community has been bringing that to our attention. And yeah, we are listening. I just haven't looked into it. And, you know, they're going to retrieve the black boxes, hopefully. I don't know if they retrieved both of them or not, but if they release the information to us, you know, then we'll know more. I don't know.
I did hear, I forgot what I was going to say. Fuck. My mind's in 1,000 places right now at this moment. I'm like, all because I was thinking about the conspiracies. Oh, that people were commenting saying that the Black Hawk pilot or Black Hawk, like, helicopter left a presidential or, like, a president from another country's house. I sent you the link about that. Was that substantial or substantiated?
No. So there was also theories online going around that this Black Hawk helicopter had originated from an address that it was associated with I don't even know who, honestly. It was, like, someone of
like the prime minister of Libya or something.
No, random, it wasn't. Right? It wasn't Libya. It was like, it would be like a what are they called?
Ambassador?
Something of another country. Some high up person.
Yeah.
But that has not been confirmed. And the other part of that is that there was also audio going around before they knew anything, really, in the very, very beginning, where some news outlets mistakenly said that there was four survivors. So then people were running with that saying, well, where are those four survivors? Where are those four survivors? Are they from the helicopter? Are they from the plane?
Yeah.
But I think that was just because everything was happening in real time. I think they just misspoke.
Yeah, I think so too.
And they didn't have the information. They were just saying what they knew at the moment, and that's what they thought they knew, but it
accurate. We do the same thing when you're the one that always does all the real-time news on our Conspiracies Unlocked any socials, and you do get it wrong sometimes because that's real-time what's happening. And what I always like to remind people of is that real-time is hard because you're getting snippets and you're trying to report as quickly as you can. But even the Titanic for 2 days said that there were no deaths, all 100% survivors. Titanic sunk, 100% survivors. That was what was on the newspaper cover for 2 days until the Carpathia was able to tell, like, get word back, you know?
Mm-hmm. There was also reports that...
So even that big scale, like, or small scale, and you know, even no matter what, no matter how big scale you are, when you first hear things and have news reports of things, it's like minute by minute is always changing, and one person might get it wrong, and then it starts like a wildfire of all this misinformation.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that was said was that there was one... soul. I'm going to say soul because that's what they always refer to as souls that was transported to DC after this incident. So was that a living soul? Was that expired soul? Was that from the plane? Was that from the helicopter? Was that even true? You know, so there's a lot of, I don't want to say misinformation because it's not purposeful. It's just, there's a lot of different theories rolling around and we really don't know everything about that yet.
And anytime that there's anything like this and people want information right away, people just tend to fill in the gaps where, and try to fill in the missing information and just grasp at straws or whatever they hear. So, yeah.
But that was a very heartbreaking thing, that incident that did happen. There was 67 people that
I didn't realize expired. There were so many.
Yes. And then there was another crash in Pennsylvania that happened on February 1st. And seven did pass away. One was a child, a little girl who was getting medical treatment for a life-threatening illness. I don't know what type, doesn't matter, but she was in America getting treated and she was going to be going back to Tijuana where she resided with her mother. And this,
she was on her way home.
She was on her way home after
going through the surgery.
And she was with her mother, and then the other people on the plane, obviously, they all did not survive. And sadly, when the plane crashed, it crashed into vehicles on a street, and one man also passed away, and sadly, his son was reported to get 90% of his body was burned, and he's in critical. Last I read, he's in critical.
He probably will be for months.
Yeah, and like, I don't know if he has passed away since we're recording this. Yeah, but that's heartbreaking.
It's horrible.
I believe he was under the age of 10.
Oh my god!
I want to say I don't know the exact age. I think maybe like between seven and 10 or something. So he was a little boy with his dad.
Yeah,
but his dad did not make he did not survive.
It's horrible.
So that was in just on February 1st in Philadelphia.
On to other news. Maybe a little more upbeat. Probably not.
I don't think it's going to be upbeat in looking at your
notes.
We
have nothing that's really upbeat.
It's the news, unfortunately.
Let's talk about the Grammys.
Oh, the Grammys. You know, I'm so over the Grammys.
Okay.
Because the the Grammys are getting us in hot water. I know that I posted some images.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. I don't know how I could. I was just going to talk shit about Beyonce winning the country Grammy.
Well, let me finish my little rant real quick, okay? I'll make it quick. I posted the pictures of Kanye West and his wife.
Bianca Censore, or whatever her fucking name is.
And she decided to wear a...
Nothing.
Well, she had a fur coat on.
And then nothing.
And then he told her to take the coat off, some lip readers said. I don't know exactly.
And so she went with her shoulder off first, looked at the camera...
She revealed her backside and then she
dropped it all and turned.
And turned around. And she did have a dress on, except for the dress was...
Completely skin-toned and sheer. It was pantyhose.
I don't even think it was skin-toned. I think it was just a sheer mesh cloth.
Nothing.
And you could see everything. But the pictures I posted were blurred out. And then Meta decided to say that the images were... considered sexually inappropriate for page.
They said my tits were sexually inappropriate too when they were in a tank top just chilling, like nothing bad. I was in the, it was in the summer, last summer, and they flagged my fucking tits and I was in like,
but
sorry.
Okay, but that was last summer. So the thing that bugs me about us getting flagged for supposed sexual inappropriate
content...
she's in public.
She's in public.
Two...
But she did get asked to leave.
No, but two, this is right after Zuckerberg came out and did that whole apology.
Yes!
And said that we weren't going to be censored anymore.
It's lies.
And now...
We're under more scrutiny now than we were before he came out and said all that shit.
So I had to go back and I had to delete those photos and I had to put actually like a big red bar.
It literally says like censored across all of it. Whatever. Okay,
but Beyonce, you gotta say Beyonce.
So Beyonce... went home with the Best Country Award.
No, it wasn't Country Award. It was Album of the Year.
No, she got it in Country.
Oh, and Country?
Yes.
Because she got the Best Album of the Year.
No, and she also got Country. But she was pissed off because at the CMA, she wasn't even recognized. And it's like, of course you're not at the Country Music Awards because you're not fucking country, you bitch. Just because you're riding a horse on a album cover and singing about Texas Hold'em does not make you fucking country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I didn't know it was a country award. I just thought it was the best album
of
the year.
No, she got the Best Country Album of the Year.
Well, her album was country.
Okay, as I said.
But she didn't win the title Best Country.
Yes.
She won the Best Album of the Year.
Country album.
No.
Yes.
The people are just saying that because...
No, I didn't. I looked on Best Country Album Grammy 2025. I cannot believe that I was fucking so irritated. Hold on. Full list of winners... Beyonce's Cowboy Carter, Making History.
But what is the title?
The first black woman ever to take home a Golden Grammy for Best Country Album.
But it says winning her first Album of the Year award. Nowhere does it say country.
Right there, Best Country. Best Country Album.
It's in the category country specifically?
Yes, yes. She was up against fucking real country. Hold on. Country, Grammy. Like, are you fucking with me?
No.
Grammy. Country nominees. I'm like, I'm losing my shit. Are you fucking with me?
No, I didn't watch the Grammys.
Beyonce. I didn't either. Beyonce entered the night. With the most nominations, 11, for her album Cowboy Carter, becoming the most nominated artist Grammy history, blah, blah, blah. Who won Best Country Album? Beyonce. Country Artist of the Year? Beyonce. For Texas Hold'em. like Beyonce. Mm. She went out to like Brad Paisley, like all sorts of other people who should have won.
So she bought that award. I wonder how much
it cost her. $180 million, I've heard from Jay-Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's like a.
I cannot believe that you didn't know.
No, I thought she. I knew she won Album of the Year.
Country.
And I thought it was I'm telling you what I thought. Album of the Year for her country album, but I didn't know that it was under the country genre. Just because you have a country album doesn't mean you might win in a country. I know it sounds dumb, but she's not country, so that's why it didn't make sense to me. I'm like, there's no way she won for country. No,
Album of the Year was Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. Oh, no, that was Record of the Year. Album of the Year was Cowboy Carter by Beyonce. But
yeah, Album of the Year,
Song of the Year. Hold on, Best New Artist, Producer. Hold on. No. Wait. Hold on. Just chill out. Hold on. Best Pop Solo, Best blah blah, Dance, Non Classical Rock, Metal.
The CMAs has their own fucking awards.
She was there and she was pissed.
So she didn't win Best Country. That's all false. She won Album of the Year. If she would have won Best Country, she would have been at the CMAs.
And
if
she was at the CMAs.
And if she didn't win shit, she didn't win Best Country.
Well, that's what they said.
No, she won Album of the Year. She didn't. And her
Best Country duo was Beyonce and Miley. Best Country Song was not our Best Country Album, Cowboy Carter. She went out to Post Malone, Casey Musgraves, Chris Stapleton, and Lainey Wilson.
Post Malone had a country album?
Yeah. Dude, I just had Post Malone Oreo cookies
today. I like Post Malone.
Did you see the Oreo cookies on my counter that the kids were eating?
I didn't know they were Post Malone.
They were Post Malone.
Right on. Are they good?
No. Oh. I mean, they are. I ate like half a sleeve. But
I like Post Malone, and he does have that like raspy.
But yeah, but do you see that? Best Country Album. Like, for real. You didn't know that? She won it.
Her album doesn't sound country, so it did not compute.
Yeah, I know. Just because you're a fucking stripper on a horse singing about Texas Hold'em card game does not make you country. Sorry. Anyways. So, now that we are all done with fucking that Grammy thing, I was going to talk about Jaden's little house
thing. Oh, okay. So, Jaden's house thing, do you know what that is?
I'm pretty sure it's because he was on house arrest and he found a loophole. No, I have no idea. What was it? Home Alone?
No. So, the house that he had on his head, it was like a foam.
Yes.
It looked like a haunted house or something. So, if you... I don't know. Okay. This is just... I don't have any way of really articulating this because I saw another content creator who put this out there that basically there was a house that they used to do satanic rituals in and they used to sacrifice children. And the house on his head was that same house and he was trying to bring awareness to child trafficking, Satanism, and he was his way of boycotting the Grammys for the pedo shit that happens in Hollywood.
If you can't see my face right now, I highly suggest that you go to our Facebook so you can see this.
So, what?
So I've never seen my eyes so big.
Much deeper meaning behind it.
And especially because he's been hanging out with Diddy.
Well, and have you seen his dad? Will Smith it's is all always fucking, kissing
yeah,
on him
yeah,
and
no,
shit.
I know. Okay.
And then look at him and I love Justin Bieber. But I know. They get real cozy.
They get super cozy and they were both brought up by certain people. So
I do believe that if maybe let's say nothing happened to Jaden Smith, he's at least aware of it because of the circle that he is grown in.
Yeah.
He's bringing awareness. And that's what that house on his head was, bringing awareness to sex trafficking, Satanism, devil worship. Well, I guess that's Satanism. Devil worshiping or whatever. And all of that bad stuff.
Okay. Speaking of bringing awareness, let's talk about the ICE protests on February 2nd, which was last Sunday, that shut down the LA freeways. And this was a bunch of people who were pissed off about the ICE coming in and raiding people and sending people back to their homelands.
Deporting them.
And they literally walked through the LA freeway, shutting down everything. And the funniest meme that, like, response to meme that I saw, which I maybe shouldn't be, like, ha-ha about, but they said, as long as they're walking south, who cares? They're getting closer to their hometown.
That was somebody who commented on our stuff,
it was a comment. That's what I'm saying. That was the funniest comment. So whoever commented that, love it. Best. Like, anytime that I see those people now, all I think about is your comment.
So the
love thing, that shit.
The thing that really upset me about the people that were protesting is if you want to protest peacefully, cool, whatever. Whatever you're protesting, that's your right. But when you start burning the American flag, get the fuck out.
I didn't know that they were doing that.
They were, but there was, yeah, we posted videos. Okay, that's the other thing.
I don't see everything that we post because you posted.
So, no, this is the other thing. This is the other side of the meta. I posted a lot of content about the protests, and it was getting a lot of traction. A lot of people were commenting, and it was bringing awareness. And one of the videos was somebody burning the American flag. And we're not for that, but we're just bringing the awareness, letting you know.
But we're not allowed to wear.
So we got a violation about that on Facebook. And I had to delete all of those videos.
Yeah.
And so I'm slowly reintroducing some stuff. I'm just playing Russian roulette with Facebook.
Yeah, we're on a 90-day ban.
But so, we are not showing up in For You. So we are shadow banned. They are...
Yeah, no, yeah. Meta sucks right now. And
they don't like us.
Yeah. So, but what's interesting is that the protest started on, like, Saturday, Sunday. And me and my husband were coming back from L.A. on Monday evening and passed through some of the rioting areas and protesting, and it was crazy.
That's where the tunnel. That's when they blocked them in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Because you sent me the video. That was the tunnel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how long it would go for, and my husband was like, take video, go live, like, whatever. And as soon as I got all the live set up and I was going to show you guys, it was too late. And but all of a sudden, there was about, like, 50 cars that were coming on the off-ramp, coming from the on-ramp, like, going the wrong way, whatever. And they just kept coming, all these police cars going back to where we had just come from because we had just, like, come through all that. It was crazy. There were so many, like, cop cars and just, like, everything.
Oh, yeah,
just,
the LAPD like, was in the helicopter.
Yeah, this was, like, 2 days into it, though, and they were still out there, like, full force.
And we had all that video on there of them in the tunnels live streaming.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to put it back on if anybody wants to see it. I'm going to do, like, a big compilation, I think, and just see what happens. But we have footage inside the tunnel from when that was happening.
Yeah, no, I saw that footage. But really quick, let's go through the next few things as quickly as possible, just because we are running out of time in general.
Yeah,
just
because we're on a time
Well, not even that. I don't want to be like, this isn't like, yeah. Anyways, I don't want these to be like, these little weekly recaps to be like hours long. Okay, the Canada and Mexico tariffs, I posted a meme about that being like, do you think that Trump is, like, do you think he's, like, doing this all on purpose, or do you think it's, like, an accident, like Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, he's just, like, winging it all and it's all going in his favor because he put on all these tariffs because they weren't taking the border crossing and the illegal immigration seriously. And all the fentanyl shit. And then all of a sudden, Tuesday, 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, they were going to put on the tariff, the 25% tariff on both ways. And both people were like, nope, here, we'll put $10,000 troops on each, like, Canada said it and Mexico. So now we have 10,000 troops on their sides.
Yeah, I understand.
And Canada said they'd do that they would put a fentanyl czar czar, whatever, mm-hmm. in order, like, in charge of making sure drugs and shit don't come here from Canada.
Okay.
And so Trump was like, okay, cool, we're cool then.
And
for 30 days, he has lifted that to see how they...
But he's also doing negotiations with the president of Mexico because she has... They've been having negotiations for mm-hmm. that, too. They're trying... She's willing
Some
to work
Some people
with,
are saying that Biden had already put all this into effect before Trump even got there. Which I tried to look into that, and I couldn't find anything about that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Who are like,
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't
all
really
right, moving
fit
on
with his administration.
Okay. Sweden shooting.
Mm.
Worst mass shooting. But they also have the strictest gun laws.
Yeah, so...
And the shooter, one of the shooters was named Rickard Anderson.
It was just one shooter. He went into a school.
It was an adult school.
An adult school, but there was other schools nearby, different ages, in the area. And I did see a video. I did not post it because it was pretty sad. A lot of other people were posting it, but I just didn't. It was a man, and he was in the school in the restroom. And he was, like, you know, obviously hiding up on the toilet
yeah.
so you can't see his feet. And
so I used to do it when I used to ditch school.
Yeah, well, that's what he was doing. But instead of hiding in the bathroom trying to avoid,
yeah.
like, a test... He's trying to avoid a shooter that
yeah.
is shooting, and you can hear the gun pop,
shut
pop,
up.
Pop. And you can hear him say, the shooter said, well, allegedly shooter said it. We don't know who said it because the door was shut. You were just hearing it. You don't
yeah,
know who's
yeah.
saying
what'd
it.
Yeah, what did it say?
I believe it was, go back to the UK.
It, what?
Yeah, so it was like a racial thing.
That's so crazy.
And, don't quote me on that because I'm trying to remember. I didn't write down. She had the notes for it. But, yeah, I
That's
believe it
crazy.
Said, go back to the UK.
I didn't realize that was an issue there.
Yeah, and so, well, they're in Scandinavia. Sweden is in Scandinavia. UK is on the other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it could have been racial. And then the other thing, too, is that 10 people died.
Mm-hmm.
10 people died, and there was multiple...
Sweden is, like, the safest country.
They have gangland. They have gangland. They have gangs in Sweden, and they did talk about that there has been a gang problem there. But genuinely speaking, it's a pretty safe country, and you are permitted to have guns there. It's not anti-gun. You are permitted, but you have to have a license.
No,
I mean,
I Googled it. It's,
yeah,
like,
but you're permitted to. You have to.
But no, you
do
have to
channels.
Get the license through the police there. You can't
mm-hmm.
just go to, like here, you can go to like a gun store and
mm-hmm.
you can take the test there and you can do this. You have to be certified from an actual police officer
mm-hmm.
there. It's much more extensive than here. And it takes
yeah.
like 30 days to get a license, to even like have a gun in your possession. Like it's like a whole thing, totally different than here.
And I don't know anything about this man. I don't know. He could have been, maybe he was somehow involved with the police and that's why he had a gun. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But for whatever reason, he had a gun, and he went and he did that, and it could have been racially driven.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's one of the ones that was dead, so I don't know if that was self-inflicted, or if that was the police. I'm not sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find out by next week. So, another update is that... I think that we are going to start recording on Tuesdays instead of Wednesdays. So look for us next Tuesday. That's 2 days after the Super Bowl. And
oh, who are you going for? The Chiefs or are you going
sure.
for the Eagles? Philadelphia Eagles or Kansas City Chiefs?
The Chiefs won last year. So I'm always for the underdog, but Patrick Mahomes is like kind of hot from last year. But I'm not down for the whole, like, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing again.
So, I'm not either. I say...
That's a loaded question.
No, no, no. I say we go for a Philadelphia...
Underdog.
Because
always.
In honor of the plane crash victims from Philadelphia.
Okay, fine. We'll
so
win them.
That's what we'll do.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we can't wait to...
See you on Tuesday.
That's it. Tuesday's the one. Okay.
Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.
And email us at conspiriesunlocked@gmail.com. Thanks. Bye.